Have you ever wondered what happens when musicians and singers grow old? When their voices cannot hit the high notes anymore, or carry the tune well enough, or their fingers and limbs are not fast or strong enough to keep time or just keep up? You see, I was wondering as I was looking through my old list of artists when selecting today's music. Many, whether Christian or secular, they get greatest hits compilations, and some even get those hits repackaged many years later. And mad fans will buy them just for keepsake. I know a friend who does that. Well, it made me wonder even more. How did they affect our lives? What mark did they leave on us? Well, bands like Petra and White Heart literally gave me rock music Bible study whenever I listened to them, and Michael W. Smith showed me that you can actually put contemporary into worship. What about us? What legacies will we leave? Well, I'm reminded of my late mum and my late dad, who surprised me during their funeral wakes with testimonies from so many people that I hardly knew. My dad didn't rock like Petra, but he would send short Christian messages to people, encouraging them every day. My mom, well, she lived her life reflecting Jesus. Those legacies live with me and have touched me so much. Now, how about you? What will people say when they visit your funeral wake? Consider this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. It says this: like an expert builder, I built the foundation of that house. I used the gift that God gave me to do this. Other people are building on that foundation. But everyone should be careful how they build. You know, my mom and dad were careful in how they built when they became strong believers and started building and left their mark. My challenge to us today, as this world fashions its own rules and ideologies, is to build carefully and properly according to God's word and leave a legacy that others will follow. Don't do what the world does. Do it like God is doing it, according to His word. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to Champion FM's Blast from the Past Wednesday. And it's that time again where we listen to those classic hits, and today we feature music from Degarmo and Key, Jeff Moore and The Distance, White Heart, and this one from Steve Camp entitled Run to the Battle.
Everyone you meet are taking the gospel and share it well. And look around. around you as you hesitate. Oh, another soul just fell. Let's run to the battle. Run to the battle. Do you have your armor on? We're in the middle of a raging war. We've been training for so long. Have we learned to use this sword? We may not be many, but we serve a mighty Lord. And he's made us more than conquerors. So what are you waiting for? Let's run to the battle. We got to run. Run to the battle. Shine with glory, or it's helped us to survive. And in that final hour, when you feel like you're ready to die, will you hear the trumpet sound? Will you hear the warrior cry? Run to the battle. We got to run. Run to the battle.
Spirit reassures us all. Our prayers
pleasure being hurt. 'Cause at the speed of light, Jesus is there.
Sometimes at night I'd lie awake, longing inside for my father's embrace. Sometimes at night I'd wander downstairs and pray he'd returned, but no one was there. Oh, how I cried, a child all alone, waiting for him to come home. My father's chair sat in an empty room. My father's chair covered with sheets and blue. My father's chair. Sometimes at night I sit all alone, drifting asleep in a chair of my own. When sweet sleepy eyes peer down from the hall, frightened by dreams I cannot recall. Holding them close, I need not fear, love's all. Father's cheer.
It's all about him.
And that was David Meese and the song My Father's Chair. Before that, we heard country pop artist Bruce Carroll with The Speed of Light. You know, having grown up in an abusive household, the song My Father's Chair from singer David Meese speaks about the healing and acceptance he received from God as his Heavenly Father. That is a very powerful song testimony. Coming up, music by PFR, and watch for a bonus track at the end of this show. But first, an announcement. John Chris is our pick for Video of the Day with Undercover Pastor, Episode 1, Children's Ministry, where he spoofs the popular TV show to play a pastor who goes undercover to see how other ministries are doing. Here is a short snippet just for you.
Did you see the way he was holding that baby? There's no chance he has kids himself.
No lie, the worst kids in the entire children's ministry, and everybody knows this, the pastor's kids.
Well, maybe just they caught him on a bad day or something. Maybe they just...
No, trust me, these kids are actual demons. They literally never listen to anybody. And last week I caught the pastor's son throwing rocks at another kid, said he was reenacting the stoning of Stephen.
Oh, well, there you go. At least he knows the Bible stories. He's been taught.
Watch the full video clip on our comedy page on our website after our broadcast. It's back to more great music, and this is White Hart with Jerusalem.
Thank you. I must appear so brave and so strong, but even the strong need someone to cry their songs to, someone who feels the disappointment.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And you heard Christian music pioneer Mylon Lefevre and his band Broken Heart with For My Growing, and also featured Carol Ford. Champion FM's question for the month of May has to do with the weekly church sermons. So have you been paying attention? Have you been taking down notes? The question is this: What is one thing that God has spoken to you through the sermons and messages during the services? Well, let us know by going to championfmmusic.com, where you will see a pop-up box and simply click and follow. It's that simple. And with your permission, Champion FM would like to encourage other listeners with your answers. So start writing it down right now. Welcome back to our Wednesday Blast. And here is Jeff Moore and The Distance with Heart to God and Hand to Man.
England, 1865, a dismal slum of poverty. A band of believers, rescued from the night, played songs of hope and offered life.
If a man is hungry,
give him food to eat.
Thirsty,
give him drink. If a woman's battered, if a child's abandoned, bring them in, give them what they need. A heart to God and a hand to man. Here begins the healing of our land. A heart to God and a hand. I can still hear the hallelujah band. A heart to God and a hand to man. Like an army marching as to set the captives free. The bread of life for the poorest of poor. Hear the cries bringing relief.
If a man is hungry,
give him food to eat.
If a stranger's thirsty,
give him drink. If a woman's battered, if a child's abandoned, bring them in, give them what they need. A heart to God and a hand to man. Here begins the healing of our land. A heart to God and a hand to man. I can still hear the hallelujah bell. God and a hand to man. I can hear the
Salvation Army band singing, heart to God and a hand to man, here begins the healing of our land.
Love I know comes from a holy God to man.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that was Degamo and Key with Let the Whole World Sing. Before them, taken from the 1994 album you heard from PFR, and that track, The Love I Know. Well, those were some of the songs that I grew up listening, but I never stopped listening to good music, and I still do today. Join me after this for more on Champion FM Radio. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
It's all about him.
Someone who feels like storms like I'm made out of stone. You hear the song. I'm gonna let you use it all to help me.